Agricultural programming is made possible by Lernard Seed Service, an independent dealer providing DeKalb and Asgrow seed products, including Asgrow's new Roundup Ready 2-yield soybeans. Lernard Seed Service provides services to help customers in East Central Illinois maximize profits. 217-497-2270.
And for today, that's Morning Edition here on WILL AM 580. I'm Jay Pierce. Thanks for listening. Dave Dickey joins us now with our opening commodity market report.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Monday morning, everyone. The Federal Reserve today says industrial output fell slightly less than expected in November as manufacturers continue to suffer from weakness in autos and many other areas. The Fed reported today that industrial activity dropped by 0.6% in November. Economists expected a decline of 0.8%. The 0.6% drop in November followed a revised 1.5% increase in October. Output at the nation's mines, a category that includes oil and gas production, increased by 2.5% in November, following an even bigger 7.2% rise in October. Meanwhile, oil today briefly topped $50 a barrel, boosted partially by expectations that OPEC will agree on a deep supply cut this week to try to prop up prices. A weaker dollar is also lending support to oil, which has fallen about $100 from the record highs it saw last summer. The Dow Jones Industrial Average now trading at 85.32. It's down 97 points. The NASDAQ 15.03, down 37. The S&P 500 at 8.66 is down almost 13 points.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Bob Baisdefer in Danville at 217-477-6016. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We give the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time in Kansas City. March wheat opened at 5.55, up 17¾ on the open. At the Chicago Board of Trade, March wheat opened at 5.33, up 20 on the open. May, 5.47½, up 21½. July, 5.59, up 20¼ on the open. March corn opened at 3.87½, up 14 on the open. May, 4.01, up 16¼. July, 4.12, up 16¾. December, 4.35, up 15. May of 2010, 4.55¼, up 15¾ on the open. January beans opened at 8.75, up 21 on the open. March, 8.78, up 22¾. May, 8.88, up 22¼. July, 8.96, up 21¼. November, 8.93, up 19 on the open. January soybean meal opened at 2.61, up 3.30 on the open. The March contract opened at 262.50, up 5.50. January soybean oil opened at 31.97, up 105 on the open. March 32.25, up 97. December live cattle opened at 83.60, up 27½ on the open. January feeders 87.80, up 62½. February lean hog 62.50, up 22½. And February bellies 80.05, down 115 on the open.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Bob Baisdefer in Danville at 217-477-6016. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Let's take a look at the quick range of trading in Chicago in the wheat pit, trading anywhere from up 12 to up 21½. Corn trading anywhere from up 8¼ to 9¼. Beans trading anywhere from up 6 to 11¾. Make that now 12¼. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
A sixth straight session with a giddy up. What's going on in the marketplace?
Well, the overnight news and weekend news, you know, somewhat constructive. As you look at the screen, what jumps out and grabs you is the weaker U.S. dollar. It's down 120 points plus. That's given some psychological support to the gray market. Also, too, you can't get it on your screen quote, but ocean freight starting to firm up, so there's ideas that maybe we're starting to see renewed interest with the weak dollar of some world export activity starting to pick up. Then what really got everybody's attention this morning was when they walked outside, just a little bit cold, and we're going to remain in a deep freeze here for a little while. I know past history changes, but in the past, any time we've had cold weather, feed consumption has gone up and movement has slowed down in the past. And part of the cold temperatures that brings to mind to the old traders, too, is maybe possible freeze damage to the wheat crop there, Dave.
You expect the dollar to go ahead and continue to decline, maybe even test its 100-day moving average, 81.18 at the moment?
If you're a technician and follow the technical action or even the fundamental news, you probably need to be short the U.S. dollar. You can be short the dollar index to ride that market down or else long the foreign currencies. They move in opposite directions. But, yeah, technically it does suggest the U.S. dollar could move lower here down to this 80.20 area, 80.15 area basis, the March index there.
There's some congestion, a minor resistance in the corn market around 412, the March contract. Are you looking for the rally to continue, blow through that, and try the 450 level eventually?
Well, up front in the March, we got to take it day by day. Basically, our head technician was targeting this 393 level, then 405. 405 would probably be a key point to watch as a resistance level to make cash sales or take profits on longs or try the short side. Probably the main factor, though, in the corn and all these commodities be Wednesday, whether or not OPEC goes ahead and continues to give the market bullish news or not.
It seems as though that everybody is already beginning to price in a million or a million and a half barrels a day reduction in OPEC. Do you think that's the announcement? And more to the point, do you think their nations can get that done? They haven't been good about getting it done in the past.
Well, we feel it's probably going to be a 2 million barrel cut, and they will get it done because when you see your pocketbook dry up right away, it's one of those situations where they're in desperate shock, and I believe they will cut back. But what they're cutting back is just the drop in usage, so you really haven't really addressed the issue of tighter supplies than what we're really using. So it's one of those situations where they'll probably be disappointed in the market action. We feel we're buying the rumor and possibly sell the fact, and that they'll have to make further cuts down the road.
Are soybeans also headed up like corn?
Well, soybeans are sort of following this energy market, crude oil market. We feel that the bean market has been optimistic on near-term demand, which has been huge. We've seen Asia continue to be a buyer of our beans and bean products, and so the yield crop should maintain some strength here for some time. But we feel that the deferred 09 soybean contracts, a ticking time bomb, the explosion to the downside. We're hearing dramatic increase of bean acres this coming crop year, and we feel that the 09 bean crop probably needs to be sold between now and first part of February.
So buyer beware at that point, I suppose.
Well, more of a spread activity, mm-hmm. Probably. A guy could come in and buy the 09, July 09s, and sell the Novo 09s on a spread. And buy these corn, sell Novo 09 beans on a spread. But these bean acres are going to be huge. If you're a fundamentalist, you could probably pencil in, with favorable weather, a carryout closer to 650 million bushels next fall.
Thank you very much, Kurt.
Very good.
Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.